Welcome to Wrestling Off That Handle. I'm your host, Ronald Preville. To my left, well, not to my left. You're not even here, bro. I'm just used to saying that shit.
In spirit, I'm on your left.
And in spirit, my co-host, Randy Vega.
What's up, guys? How we doing today?
Yeah, man. How's your day going, bro?
It's going good, man. Got some breakfast today with the family. Hung out for a bit.
Yeah, man. And,
A very chill day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable and chill day. It's always a good one so far.
Yeah, how was the mic yesterday? Open mic.
It was phenomenal, actually.
Yeah,
like it was really good. That crowd's always an amazing crowd at the Utterance, but like, just I don't know, some reason that show last night was just dope because the crowd was like, they were there, bro. Like, it was beautiful.
That's crazy. That's cool, yeah, man.
Yeah. So, how was your day yesterday, bro? What you been up to?
It was good, man. I just hung out with my friend and her and her kid, and I was just like thinking, like, we went out shopping for, like, I guess she bought some stuff, like a crawler or whatever for the baby.
A crawler. What the hell's a crawler?
It's like pretty much you put the baby in and it has like wheels, and the baby just like a stroller, a walker. Sorry.
You know, I just set you up to answer that, right?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you know, you're over there playing stepdad.
It's just a homie.
Nah, I'm busting your child. No, I know. She's cool people.
Yeah, but
we talked about her last night. She's cool.
Yeah, she is. But it made me really think, though, man. Like, I saw all the prices for all these toys and baby stuff. It made me think, like, the real hustle isn't in cocaine. It's in the
baby stuff.
Yo, bro, I start a company right now, bro.
So the real hustle isn't cocaine. It's making legal baby stuff.
Yeah, exactly, bro. I'll be in the corner. Yo, I got that for you, bro. I got that.
Yo, you know how crazy that'd be, though, man? Like, if you, like, just blew up. Like, you came out like just a simple baby toy. And then fucking just blew up. And then next thing you know, you got like, yo, who's that? That's the baby king. Like, what? I can see you pushing the Bentley on the back of the license plate. It says BBY K1NG or something like that. Like, just some random lettering. Hello? I got a show. It's going to be a little bit late. People are going to be able to make it for this, but got a show tonight over at Brew House with a host, G-Man.
Okay.
It's a little show tonight over there in Brew House, North Palm Beach. Dope little spot.
Yeah, what date?
What's up?
What's the date on that?
Tonight. The day this is coming out, the 9th.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. The people won't be able to make it, but yeah. It's going to be a dope show. They got a show the 28th at Elizabeth Station, the United Nations Comedy Tours Invading. So yeah, we're going to be there performing that night there. And then we're going to be doing the 3rd of July in Melbourne, Florida, over at Open Mics. The UN is going to be invading there as well.
That's cool, man. The UN tour has been going well, man.
It's been going good, man. This month we haven't really had much booked. We haven't been booking much just because we've been super busy with like our own personal lives and stuff like that. So it's been kind of hard to book stuff.
Yeah, man.
To get on the same page, but we got a couple local things going on. Just we keep the flow going and stuff, you know. Keep it going, you know. Keep it rolling smooth.
That's cool, so, man.
Yeah, man. What about you, man? You got anything coming up? You doing anything?
I got a show on Tuesday at Nippers.
Nice. Yeah, Nippers, man. Is a fun place. It's very fun. It's very crazy too, but it's been fun.
Yeah, a little rough of a crowd, but.
Yeah, I would say between me and you, saying a little rough of a crowd is putting it lightly.
Is it really? Yeah.
But it is a great venue, though. If people are there, they're there. But
yeah, man.
You know, just be happy the NBA Finals is going on at the same moment you're there.
Yo, bro, I'm starting to hate Drake.
Talk about it. What's up?
Yo, he's the most annoying fan in the world. Like, he act like he actually played on this court.
Like, I would laugh if one day he's like, yo, coach, sub him out. And the coach does it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I think the NBA can give you, like, a one-day contract and you actually could play.
I'm not talking about Drake playing. I'm saying in the sense of what I mean is if Drake tells the coach, hey, coach, you need to sub this guy out, and then the coach actually goes and subs the guy out, the coach said you need to sub him out. Like, that would be hysterical.
Yeah, but I really think he really feel like he's a real player. He is involved in it. I probably, you know, he probably gets some ownership in the company.
I
Probably
mean,
something.
he's the way I see it. I mean, he's with the team. I mean, he's money for the team. What I mean by that is that you got the biggest like hip hop star out supporting your team openly and just is acting like a real fan. I mean, you really can't, you know, say anything less besides that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, I mean, I get
people
that, but he's just so
see that and
annoying.
then. Oh no, yeah. Annoying is putting it lightly as well.
Yeah.
That dude is super annoying.
Yeah, but whatever. Toronto probably gonna win this series. I don't
Yeah,
really
I'm
watch too
thinking
much of it.
I have. I'm thinking the same thing. It's been a pretty wild series because Toronto has been I gotta say that they're losing the series pretty much because of injuries. Golden State's losing a lot because of injuries because they had a if their team was healthy, it'd be a completely different story. This game would probably be like 2-2. At that, it'd probably be, you know what I mean? Because you got Durant and Klay playing, who both be on like high gear playing. But I don't know, man. If Durant doesn't come back, which they're saying that he probably won't come back, it's looking like they're gonna lose the series.
Probably. You think the Spurs are like looking at their office like, damn, we fucked up.
No. It was his wanting to leave. That's it's not that it was that he fucked up or not. It's the fact that Kawhi wanted to go.
Yeah, but
Kawhi didn't want to be there anymore. He wanted to do his own thing. He just wasn't happy there. So I mean, you can't really force someone to stay somewhere they're not happy at, you know what I mean? It's just like a relationship. If you
yeah.
force a girl to be there in a relationship, that means that
She gone. You
she don't
kidnapped
yeah, pretty much. So
man. Well, did, Super Showdown went down. The internet went crazy over Goldberg and the Undertaker match. Crazy botches, man. Like
On
some
that match,
botches. Yeah.
I heard about that. I didn't get a chance to watch that because my job, I couldn't get off on time. But it's
Yeah.
just a crazy. They expected people to take off in the middle of the day to watch a pay-per-view. That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
But because of the time frame, yeah.
as a good employee that I am, I was watching Super Showdown at work on my phone.
Well, see, you can do that. See, I don't have, you know, the $10 a month. Oh, I could do it, but then I don't want to do it. But then a part of me does want to do it, and then a part of me doesn't want to do it. It's weird. I'm at a crossing path on that. But it is worth it, though. There's a lot of good stuff on the WWE Network.
Man, it came in clutch because I didn't even know it was actually at 2 o'clock. I didn't know it was going to be on Friday. I thought it was a Sunday, like they do all their pay-per-views.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Because I was gonna tell you we can meet up, watch it, and then do the podcast. But
Yeah, man. But it
you
is
know
what it is.
they played us, man.
Yeah, well, I watched most of it. Baron Corbin came, not Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin, Seth Rollins opened up the match for the Universal title.
Okay.
Yeah. Baron
And how'd
Corbin,
that go?
yeah, actually, it was an okay match. Seth ends up winning by the referee kind of helping, distracting. Baron Corbin pins him, and then Brock Lesnar comes out to about to cash in the money in the bank. Paul Heyman actually slips up, throws distracts Brock Lesnar, and right before Brock Lesnar's about to attack Seth gives him a low blow and takes a chair, hits him a bunch of times, and Brock Lesnar doesn't cash in his money in the bank.
Gotcha.
Now,
But he gets redemption though.
pretty much, because you saw he got messed, Seth got messed up on Monday night.
He messed up is putting it mildly, okay? I haven't seen blood drawn from getting hit with a chair in a very long time. That man fucked this world up.
Yeah. But Seth got his payback on Super Showdown. So I guess they're gonna hold on to this money in the bank. They're gonna kind of probably bring it to the next WrestleMania, probably.
I that's the thing. I don't think they're gonna do it till next WrestleMania though, because
What
that's
do you
gonna
think?
drag out. I think they're gonna drag it out way too much. Don't you think?
I think so, but they actually added another pay-per-view to the company. it's called Underground. So they're going to probably tease it for that. So maybe either he's going to catch it in there, or
that might be Yeah, I'm about to say that might be a good thing to a good promotion for that. To the Money in the Bank, cash it in there, the belt on the line there during that. That might be a good a boost for promotional purposes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're probably going to probably push it out for a whole year just because I'm pretty sure Brock signed for a whole year.
Gotcha. How do you feel about Brock playing these little games with the Money in the Bank?
I think it's dope. I like it. Makes people hate Brock Lesnar more. It makes more attention to it because, like, let me check in and see what he's going to do again. Damn it.
Yeah.
Piss me off again. All right, I'll see you again next week.
No, it brings views. That it does for sure.
Yeah. Yo, there's actually this rumor going on. Apparently, Vince and Triple H had a fist fight.
A fist fight?
Yeah, allegedly. Because they had an altercation about talking about the ratings. And they had to get separated.
That's funny.
Yeah. But this Vince is known to actually like really like test you like that, or like really physically like wrestle with you.
Oh, he gets violent like that?
Yeah, and not as much anymore because all these policies. You don't want to lose this PC world we live in. But like back in the day,
man,
like he
let that man throw hands, bro. Triple H will fuck his world up.
Yeah, but so that's why I was surprised Triple H didn't end up being Randy Orton.
He did not, right?
No. Rand Norton ended up putting it in the match. I was surprised.
When you text me that, I was so happy.
You know, like Triple H always winning, going over?
Yeah, just give somebody else. And then, I'm not even mad that Randy Orton won. Randy Orton's an excellent fucking character, man. I just feel like, you know, he's been buried a lot for the last couple months. Like, you lose the freaking AJ Styles. But you can beat Triple H. Doesn't make too much sense to me.
Triple H is older.
Doesn't matter. AJ Styles is a punk.
Yeah, man. You would just hate him, bro.
I just want to hear him curse one time. Or just get real angry. Like, I want to believe you're angry. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I think it's believable.
I think it's his accent that makes you feel that way because he got that Georgia
Southern. I got a couple friends that are, you know, from that neck of the woods where they talk something. When they're pissed off, you can tell, man.
Man, I think he's just not good on the mic, man.
You say you don't think he's good on the mic?
Yeah, like it's not, his acting ain't really that believable.
Well, I mean, who knows, man? I don't know. I just want to see him get mad. Like, you know, slap his wife one time. No, never mind. Let me not say that. I'm going to say, see someone like actually like do some physical harm to his family. And watch him lose his shit and then see how he really gets when he's mad.
Well, they had that storyline where Samoa Joe came to surprise his wife at his house.
Yeah.
Wendy.
It would have been funny if she would open up the door during that. But like, hey, come on in, Samoa. AJ's not here.
Yeah.
Like,
or it would be funny if he actually had some Wendy's with him. Oh, here's some Wendy's.
It throws a bag of Wendy's at the front door.
Yeah. I'm actually pretty hungry, man. I'm probably going to get that later, bro.
Bro, I've been starving. Man, I'm not going to even lie, but it's pouring down rain where I'm at, bro.
Oh, no, man. It's supposed to be rain all week, bro. It's going to suck.
Yeah, no, it definitely does suck, man, because this week's supposed to be a good week for comedy and traveling and wrestling.
Yeah, man. Speaking of wrestling, I'm going to probably
Wait, hold on.
What?
Let's bring that in towards the end. Let's close it out with something big.
All right, okay.
We're gonna talk about that. I was gonna wait see if you didn't bring it up, and I was gonna ask you about that.
All right, man. Yeah.
Towards the end, because if it doesn't, yeah, because if you don't like the way it comes off in there, you can cut it out.
Facts.
Man, but still, it's huge though, man.
Yeah, just check it out. Yeah. Yeah, man. But the Goldberg match, we'll just talk about that real quick. Goldberg match, it was super, like, botchy, and, like, it was kind of cool because the entrances were dope. They had long entrances. It's at Goldberg. I was excited. Actually, I did my live reaction video. You guys check it out. It's at, hey, it's Ronald.
Shameless plug. Shameless
plug. Right. Fuck yourself. Believe in yourself. But to end up watching that match, it was like very scary. It was cool. The interest was cool to see Goldberg coming back. Like, make you feel like you back in WCW days like that. Remember, we had all the security and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is, like, the, I always thought that it was funny. The security was always smaller than the actual talent.
That, yeah, that's always been a funny thing. Like, yo, shouldn't this dude be like,
protecting y'all?
Twice my size?
Exactly, man. But it was cool to see Goldberg come back with the, his entrance. Goldberg, the crowd went crazy. And the Undertaker's entrance, when it was very long. He had his minions, his death. And then as soon as the bell rings, it was cool. They did it, well, they did the stare off. And then as soon as the bell rings, you see a spear. It was like, okay, because back in the day, that's how most of the matches Goldberg would win. And within seconds, with a spear, hit you with a jack, a hammer, and you're done. We thought that we were just going to do at this pay-per-view, but it went okay. We saw a couple of spears, then a choke slam, and then something just went wrong. Like, Goldberg ended up knocking himself out, bro. Like, he ends up gashing his whole head.
I heard something about that. I wasn't sure. Apparently, they said rumors were that Goldberg couldn't even stand up on his own 2 feet after the end of the match.
Yeah, he got a bit falling back.
Yeah, he was falling on the floor and stuff outside the ring. Like, you know anything about that?
Well, man, it looked like he actually just, like, went for a spear and just knocked himself out. Like, he said that on Twitter. He just hit his head, like, really hard on the turnbuckle. Or, like, and actually, funny thing is, Matt Riddle from NXT was mocking him.
Oh, because he blocked him?
Saying, like, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess he called Goldberg out and said, like, you're the worst wrestler ever. Like, because it's been kind of a story that that Goldberg wasn't necessarily the best wrestler. He would probably hurt people sometimes, allegedly.
Yeah, that was rumored that he wouldn't play fair.
Yeah, some people got kind of hurt. But Matt Riddle, like, teasing him and putting his stuff on Instagram.
Apparently, he was blocked by Matt Riddle. Funny. I mean, Goldberg blocked him.
Yeah.
Which is funny to me.
Goldberg apologized. He said, yeah, man, I knocked myself out, and I thought I could keep going, and I apologize to my fans and whoever got pleasure in it being bad. Good luck to you.
Yeah, no, that's a weird one there. I don't know how to feel about that.
I mean, is they're both 50 or 60 years old. They just
added 10 years to their age so fast.
Probably.
They're both like 50, 125 years old. You know?
They're just old dudes. They don't have it anymore. Nice. And actually, it's not that they don't have it. It's just that the match just went too long. It should have been like maybe 3 minutes, maybe 2 minute match. And that, you know, just to bring them out, just to show them
that. It should have been a simple, nothing crazy, nothing too, you know what I mean? Nothing like we're going to go super heavy, crazy, the whole nine. I think it should have just been a simple plain Jane. Let's, you know, let's fight a little bit, you know. We already know who's going to win. Let's just give them a little show. We got to go crazy.
Yeah, just to see them as like just the entrances were cool, so that was enough. They just did that. It would have been like 2 minute match, just like, hey, spear, a jackhammer, choke slam, real quick. But when it looked like Goldberg took a tombstone, and like he like landed straight on his head, like it was scary.
So do you think that's why he got knocked out? Did he say it was a turnbuckle, or do you think that was like the icing on the cake with that?
It could have been a mixture of both. It seemed like he slipped up on Undertaker, just took a dive on his head. But he mentioned it on his Twitter that he knocked himself out on the turnbuckle and then kept going. He was concussed, so he still went on with the match.
Yeah, no, I mean, Goldberg's a tough dude, man, but that's to fly all the way over there just to end up half dead. That's not cool, man.
To be half dead. No, it wasn't, man. But it is what it is,
oh,
man.
Oh, facts, bro.
But it was cool that they just to see them, but I just hate to see them that way. So now they're probably gonna next year think about bringing younger guys to do matches.
Well, that's the thing. They should have been doing that. Because, like, have these ancient match, not ancient.
Hey, cool,
have these classic matches, but
bro.
have them, like, let the guys know, look, y'all gonna have this match, get back in the ring, practice, train, try to get as healthy as you can, because it's gonna be wild. So, and then just don't force these guys to kill themselves in the ring, because I feel like that's what they do. They bring back these legend matches, and they have these dudes who are fucking killing themselves in the ring. I'm not talking about like physically, like Goldberg almost did, but I'm saying like they're wearing themselves out. They're looking tired and drag ass, and it just doesn't look right for, in the sense the customer. We're watching this shit. We're like, yo, what the fuck are we watching? The dudes, these guys are almost killing themselves. Like, this is not.
You could have just had a short match. They didn't need to have a full drag on match. They could have just had a couple of seconds, boom, boom, been out. Would have been
Yeah.
cool. Or even had them like help out a young guy, like make him do a little tag match. It's like sometimes, like Hulk Hogan, so a young dude will say something stupid. Hulk Hogan comes
Front
out,
kicks him,
even though I don't
leg
like
drops
Hulk
him,
Hogan.
and then call it a
Yes,
day. No, that's understandable. See, that makes
they do
sense.
that. Yeah, and maybe the tombstone probably should be removed from
Currently, right now, the only person doing anything like that or resemblance to the pile driver or the tombstone is Undertaker. Undertaker and Kane are the last two doing it because it was so
Yeah, they
dangerous that
probably
those
should
their
definitely take it
typical
away.
signatures, and that's why you're seeing all these people doing these super kicks and all this random shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. That's even though the super kick is a little played out, I get why people do it. It's a safe
Oh
move.
yeah, it's the same movement. It's pretty much an homage to HBK.
Yeah, man. But like speaking that, I was watching a interview with Ryback. And Ryback was talking about his move, like, 'cause he kept doing the feed me more, and then like the Bronco Buster, and he says, not the Bronco Buster, but the move
Puts
where
them
he
up on the
has a
shoulders
person
and
over his
yeah.
shoulder. He was talking about that, like William Regal said that, man, you're gonna mess up your
Doing
back
that move?
by doing that move. Yeah, he also said that's what Stone Cold, his back was really messed up because he kept doing the Stone Cold Stunner. You're always putting a lot of pressure on
Oh,
your
when you
back
land on your
by
ass
doing
cheeks?
that. Yeah, you doing that, you start compressing your spine and
Yeah,
stuff
but
like
you gotta
that.
think about it too. I mean, you have to think about your spine and stuff, right? That makes sense. But there's so much medical treatments and health and stuff like that that can extend the severity of your life and your back
Yeah.
physicality completely. Like, there's some stuff that these dudes do now where, like, just a simple visit to, like, a massage therapist, like, a therapist, or a chiropractor, like, a regular visit, or even book something on the way out, could be so much more beneficial to your body. Like, but these dudes are on the road so much doing all these house shows and shit like that, they don't have any time in between to recoup, which I think is a good reason why they're moving what's it called, SmackDown to Friday. Because if there's any in between or anything like that, it'll be a good thing to give people time to recoup and stuff.
He talks about the driving too, because a lot of times you got to go from one show to another real quick. You're tired running on like no sleep. So it'll give them a little bit of time to rest up, like sit in a hotel for like a day or
Yeah,
two.
it'll get even if it's just for a day that they're in the hotel. It a day is plenty. With a whole day, you can make an appointment, go to the doctor, make a chiropractor appointment. They'll get rubbed down, massaged, the whole kit and caboodle, and it'll be better for you physically. But these guys are on the road so much that I don't. It's not that they don't think about it. I don't think that the there's time because of how tight their
Yeah,
schedules are.
exactly. Yeah, but right back gets he talks about he has like the most stem cell shots that's been out in any sports currently, like with sports
Yeah.
health. And he said like his health is back to like 80%. Like now he's feeling a little bit better. He's probably gonna come back, do some indie stuff. He says he may wants to come back, to WWE, if, not WWE, but he'll do indie shows. And also his comments that CM Punk made, that calling him steroids guy. He said, like, no, I've never done steroids, and I'm not that guy, and I don't like that. And he's, even though he's like,
I don't believe that. there's a lot of dudes who always say that they don't do shit in there, and they pretty much fucking done it. I mean, if not steroids, I'm not going to say HGH to like help him get, because there's no way that dude was that yoked being on the road so much and only look like it.
Hey, man, if you lift weights, bro, you eat right, you're good.
Yeah, that's true too, but it. You eat good, you're on the road, whatever the case may be, but still, you're stop. So a lot of that shit is going to kill your body, bro. Even if you're working out all the time and doing all that kind of crazy shit, it's going to be a point where your body's going to start to shut down because it doesn't have the proper recovery time it really needs. These dudes are always out traveling, working out. I mean, there's only so much you can do, but still, there's nothing better than laying down and going to sleep for a couple hours to let your body recuperate.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not going to say Ryback looked like he ever did steroids, but I'm not going to say he's not lying, but it is what it is. Get that big.
Yeah, dude, that dude's yoked, man. Cage. I mean, I got big for a while. I got really huge for a while. I was lifting a lot. People thought I was on roids, but not like him, though. Like, he's a freaking monster.
But you know, but your body, when you don't lift weights, it's like you get new gains. Like you'll get muscles really quickly and super. You get super muscular, but then after a while, it's like starts to like, not that it fades away, but you don't get as big as you were than when you first start lifting weights.
Yeah, very true.
I hate that. I'm trying to look like a monster, man. I'm lifting weights every day.
I see you, bro. I've been seeing you on Ren Gets Fit and coming across half nude on my timeline. It's disgusting, but I'm proud of you, bro. I'm not even mad at you, dude.
Yeah, sometimes you got to show up. It's summer. I'm summer ready, bro.
Yeah, you're summer ready, and I'm just ready. That's not even ready, like, physically either. I'm cool for a pool, not cool for a beach, is what I'm trying to say.
You
won't catch me at the beach.
Not for you, bro.
No, honestly, even when I was like in shape, you wouldn't catch me at the beach either. I'm not a beach guy.
You know, it's weird that we like. I literally live down the beach, and I never go. But I'm always like, I want to go, but I find every reason not to go.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, like I said, to each their own, dude. It's gonna be whatever they want to do, you know what I mean? It's just, it's hard to go to the beach sometimes. It always, people always live at the beach over here.
Yeah, but once you know when your comedy takes off and you live in LA, you know, doing your thing, you're going to miss the beach, dude, man.
All right, so check this out, right? When I went to LA the first time, I went to the beach. Yeah. Beautiful beach, smooth sand. Mm-hmm. The whole kit caboodle was just gorgeous, right? But
yeah,
I didn't give a fuck about going into the water. Like, I'm not in the water guy. Like, I can hang out by the beach all day, literally. I have no issues about going to the beach, kicking it by the beach. Even walk through the sand. But catch me taking shirt off, going in that bitch swimming, and it's not even because I'm not, like, physically comfortable. Like, I don't care. It's just not a beach guy. I don't want all that fucking salt water getting in my face as I'm drowning halfway down in the fucking pool in the water.
True, but I like going to the beach, but sometimes I don't want to die at the water. It's like, there's a thing about when you go to the pool, it's like, I'm a kind of swimmer where it's like, I can swim, but I'd never go to 6 foot because I'm afraid, like, I'm going to forget how to swim.
You're gonna die. That's why. It's not even the fact that, like, going to 6 foot, because no, you don't want to die. Your mind has made up itself that it's not safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like my mind programmed that, like, if once I get to like 6 feet, I'm going to forget how to swim and I just sink.
That's
even though I can swim in 5'6" and everything. Yeah, and I just don't want to be like saved at the end of the day. Like, I don't want someone like a lifeguard picking me up and like, oh, they had to give me mouth to mouth, and it's a dude.
It has nothing to
I
do
don't
with
want
the
to
fact
wake
of me
up.
being a dude, yo. If the dude needs to do mouth to mouth for me to save my life, and God bless you for doing that, because I wouldn't even trust kissing my
I
own mouth,
tried.
okay? But, and I'm not dirty, ladies. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, you know, to do that to someone you don't know to save their life, power to you. Totally cool with that. Do you? But the fact that I don't want to put myself in that situation, like,
Exactly. I don't want to be saved. I don't want to wake up and be like, oh
the only
shit.
thing
Every last
Renald
soul
is trying to
got
save
drowned.
is a chicken head. That's it. Only because Project Pat used to sing that back in the day, and that was the cut. Yeah,
Chicken
woo,
Head.
yeah,
That was a
you know what
great
I'm talking
song,
about.
man.
Yeah, man,
Yo,
that's the
we're talking.
cluck anthem. Right, I think we need to get better on
The app
paying
time.
attention to the time.
My bad.
No, it's both of us, bro. It's not just you.
It's one of the days. It's Sunday, bro. Yeah, well, we're back.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. Okay, so for the people who don't know, okay, we're using an app right now called Anchor. All right, this is a free plug for Anchor. I don't care if we don't get paid. Just saying. It's good to know. We're on the app itself on the phone. So the last episode you guys got was from us on the phone. And this episode is from us on the phone because we're both busy guys, all right? Renald's out there living his best life, taking off his shirt everywhere. We're busy
Damn
guys.
right.
So that's the kicker. We're just we're busy, but the fact that we have Anchor to allow us to use this app, it's while we're out, it's a beautiful thing. So that's why. So we got a time frame on here, 30 minutes, and then we're both just terrible at paying attention to it because we get so involved in the combos. That's on us. Anyways,
Yeah.
back to the recording.
But I was saying that I was talking to my friend. I said that Three Strikes is a hood classic movie. She said, no, it's not.
Three Strikes.
You don't remember Three Strikes?
I do. Is that the one with where the
Faison?
Dude's running down the street, Faison and stuff like that, where he's running across the street and he's got to get to a certain place by a certain time?
No. Three Strikes is that he comes out
of jail, yeah, and then something happens where the dude picks him up in a stolen car.
Facts.
Okay, yeah. That's amazing. That is a hood movie. What the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, I was saying like no, and Players Club. She's gonna
Players
say
Club is definitely a hood movie.
Yeah.
Who's your friend and she needs counseling? Because
yes,
those are both hood movies. They're not the best hood movies. They're definitely hood movies.
You know, and then we also talked about Kevin Hart's movie. So we said Soul Plane. It's such a good movie. It's such a bad movie.
That's it's good. Good. Yes. It's so good, it's bad.
Yeah, because you can remember, you could talk about a scene and be like, this is so stupid, but it was so funny how bad it was.
By the way, a lot of people don't know, that was Sofia Vergara's like first ever movie appearance.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, you're fine ass. Yep. Yeah.
And she still looks good, bro. Like,
hell yeah, Modern Family been pushing almost 90. She is dusty and still looks good.
Yeah, man, she does. But the hood classic movie in Soul Plane, the stupid scene where Pops is actually like thinks he's fingering her, but it's really like a potato or whatever.
Oh yeah, that was a great scene. Pops like, we like the hunger. Like, all right, Pops, go ahead now. Smell your finger. Smells like French fries.
Man, let's get some salt.
All right, for real.
But I said, like, that's such a bad movie that it's good.
Oh, yeah. You know what else is, I think, and I wouldn't say a hood movie, but it does go well in the hood as Bad Boys.
True. Speaking of that, the third one coming out, right?
Yes.
You trying to see that?
Hell yeah, I'm trying to see that.
Yeah, man. That and Hobbs and Shobbs. Those are the only two movies I'm trying to see real quick.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We got a crazy martial artist and then a roid rage guy. It's all right. Do you think The Rock is on anything? Let's be honest.
He's Samoan and black, and
so,
he
yeah,
has
he's
a
natural.
Trainer.
It's natural, yeah.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Wait, he's how old? Almost pushing 50.
Yeah. I would say he just maybe has like really good doctors that keeps his levels at a place where, and his job is like, you know, to work out. So it makes sense. Like,
yeah, that dude is, because you got to think about it too. The growth that he's had throughout the years of his career are undeniably crazy.
Yeah. Well, if you see like his the way he eats like almost like 10,000 calories a day.
Dude, it's insanity how much he eats a day, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not tooting my own horn, but like, I do work out every morning, but like, nowhere near how The Rock's intensity and like the stuff he does, how much weight he lifts.
Chelsea, we know.
The man
deadlifts
like 700 pounds.
Yeah, we know. We've seen your workouts.
Yeah,
everybody's seen your
fuck. My shit.
All right, shameless.
Yeah, I'm okay. Rand gets fit, motherfuckers. But no, I'm saying like he can deadlift 700 pounds. So I'm like, man, if you keep working your body like that, it's going to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Big right? Facts. So, possibly.
Yeah, I could see that happening, too.
Yeah. But anyway, pay-per-views, AEW's coming back to, actually going to come to TV in a little bit, in a couple more months. Can't wait to watch that. Want to see if there are any guys that are going to go there, like maybe, or are you going to see Goldberg over, go over there and mess somebody
in
else
AEW?
Up?
AEW?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he still under contract with WWE?
Probably. He's probably going to do one more match. He probably wants a rematch, that Undertaker match. And apparently backstage they were actually yelling at each other, like cussing each other out.
Wow. I mean, it does suck that, you know, they're both, you know, anciently old already. That was a genuinely a terrible freaking match.
Yeah, it went too long. They didn't need to do that.
And plus, their entrances, man. Undertaker just needs to come out in a hearse, man. Get to the ring fast. Let's get it over. You take 3 hours to get to the ring, man. It's too much, bro. Too much.
But Undertaker is apparently like the post. Someone saying that let Undertaker retire. You're tarnishing his legacy.
He is. That's a fact, dude. He is.
I mean, a legacy you really can't, because like you already did it. So we still like you. You just gotta kind of just not come back.
You're getting worn out, matches. Bro. Is what it is, dude. Like, Undertaker should start training people, bro.
Probably. But even at the end of the match, like, Undertaker didn't even seem happy. Like, he looked pissed off. He like, this was like, I shouldn't have came here, man. This is the worst thing
I
ever.
I wouldn't be happy either after a match like that. If I was him. Yeah. That dude used to be a perfectionist with his match. Not even perfectionist. You tell that man put his heart and soul into a match.
Yeah, it's sad to see that way what that match went, but you know, hopefully the next pay per view or whatever they're gonna do, Saudi Arabia, to get the younger guys there. It was dope that they actually let a hometown a guy from actually that area win the Rumble, the 50-man Royal Rumble.
Oh, word?
Yeah, Masood.
So one of their wrestlers?
Yeah, from their country. Yeah,
that's cool, man. That's just cool. I like the fact that they are doing a lot more for, like, this brings them somewhat of, not wealth, but, like, attention, which is a good thing. Like, it's good attention, not bad. You know what I mean?
Well, I will say the one thing about this pay-per-view I like the most is that even though it was, like, a weird time, it was short. Like, sometimes, like, you know, we do the live reactions at Hayes Renault. On YouTube, but sometimes the pay-per-views would be like almost 3 hours, 6 to 5 hours long, and like it's nothing. This pay-per-view was about like an hour, hour and a half, and it was boom, boom, story, end. I wish they would do that with more of the pay-per-views. Just make WrestleMania 3 to 4 hours long.
I can see where you're going with that. That'll be more appealing to people. Keep good matches.
Too much wrestling.
Keep it short and sweet, man.
Yeah, man. Too much wrestling sometimes makes you bored of it, and this makes you kind of tired. Like, It's like, I don't want to see this. Or you can kind of like start to fall asleep through it. Too much wrestling kills the story to me. You got to kind of start it from a bang, maybe get a little bit dull a little bit so you, the pop, it goes better at the end for the main event.
Yeah.
But like sometimes they'll have WWE does that a lot. They have they'll fill you a bunch of matches that mean nothing.
Very true.
Yeah. But anyway, man, I think we're gonna wrap this up over here, man.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. Guys, yeah. Once again, comment, post, share, talk crap with us. We like sharing and talking to people. It's quite enjoyable. We get to connect with the fans if we have any. You know what I mean? Yeah, so. No, I know we do.
My mom's a fan.
Your mom's a fan. That's dope. That's dope. My mom understood half of what I said in English. She may be a fan as well.
Oh, man. Well, this is Wrestling Off the Handle. I'm your host, Ronald Preville. You can always find me at everything at Hey, It's Ronald. My Instagram, Hey, It's Ronald. And follow the Ren Gets Fit kind of thing I do.
The Ren Gets Fit, or is it Ren Gets Fit?
Ren Gets Fit. Thank you.
Because people might type in duh, and they're going to, yeah, you're good.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And, you know what? I said this, I'll put it on the podcast. Is that, I thought about this.
Let me segue you into this. So, you've been working out, you've been getting into shape and all that good stuff, right? Is there a reason why you're getting into all this shape? Like, what's the backstory? I know this isn't the main reason, but.
Well, I thought, you know, like before, like back in the day, like I have a joke when we do stand up is like I talk about being a pro wrestler. I used to go to school for wrestling and wasn't really ever really serious of it because I just rather partied and drank. And now that I'm 30, single, still got, I think I'm still kind of young. I started decided like, you know, I'm in shape. I'm getting better looking. I'm, you know, I feel strong. And healthy, and maybe thinking about going back to pro wrestling school.
Yeah,
just to check it out. So, gonna be checking out a school this week. Hopefully, everything goes well. Right. Yeah, a little discouraged, a little bit, because when I called in, homies, the manager or whatever said that when I said I'm 30, he says like, you know, you're getting up there, right? I'm like, yeah. It's like I just don't want to waste your money. And I'm like, all right, cool.
That's, hey, like I say, man, prove them all wrong.
You got Goldberg
and Undertaker still wrestling, and they're like 90.
Yeah, but you see how that happened. So,
but Undertaker's not in great shape anymore. You know, The Rock can still move around and stuff like that, and he was like in his 40s. He was like almost in his 50s when he did the John Cena stuff. So,
well, he actually didn't get to WWE until he was like 20. He didn't start training until he was like 26, and then got to WWE when he was like 27. Yep. So, like, I am a little older, but like also like I feel like I'm in the best shape I've been in, even in my 20s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm like thinking like I'm not expecting myself to blow up or even maybe even really just want to try it out and see like what I can get out of it. Maybe I'll get, you know, just some experience or maybe I'll get a match or maybe I won't.
Who knows? Maybe you'll get into the indie scene and since you're knowledgeable of it, who knows? Maybe you working on this podcast, they hear how you talk and maybe you might be able to pull some stuff off like ringside announcements or something like that. Maybe you can go up in the ranks like, who knows, bro? Who knows, bro? Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, maybe go into managing or something like that or take something out of it to kind of learn, you know, the wrestling business. And you know, I'm gonna go to Gangrel School in Dana Beach. It's a little bit of a drive.
Not really that far, though, if you think about it. Dana Beach is just south of Deerfield.
Yeah, so it's just like almost like an hour. Yeah, it's like an hour,
that, depending on traffic.
But, facts. So I'm hopefully it goes well. Check it out, and it's a cool thing. Is actually the guy told me that manager that told me that your instructor is actually Gangrel from the Brood.
Yep.
He's like, his name's not just on the building. He is the actual trainer.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So I would get trained from actually Gangrel if everything goes well.
Bro, That's gonna be dope, and that's gonna be an experience you can talk about for decades, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So I just don't want to tell too many people, even though I say it on a podcast, for the fans. But because a lot of times people discourage you for things like they think like hey, you can't do it because they can't do it. But you know,
yeah, but
who?
Yeah,
knows?
Exactly, bro. You don't.
Exactly, man.
Amen. Power to you, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Well, this is Wrestling Off the Handle, man. Plug your stuff, brother. You ready? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, so, yes, welcome to the Wrestling Off. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the app, I got to work on the process on this. Yeah, man.
Oh, so it's your doing?
Yeah, my phone. It's all weird.
Gotcha. Sorry, bro. Yeah, we can blame the phone. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're both just slow.
Anyway, we'll just end it off here, man. Yeah, man, stressing off the handle. Man, plug your stuff, bro.
Hey, no, before I plug my stuff, guys, definitely follow Ronald on the Ren Gets Fit thing because he's going to be talking about the wrestling journey and all stuff like that. Kind of good stuff. So it's not going to be one of those boring vlogs that random people post like, oh, hey, I'm doing a thing. No, he's actually going and do a real thing. It's going to be worth the watch.
Yeah,
definitely go show his page some love. You guys will follow me on all social media platforms. Facebook, not all, only a couple. Facebook, Randy B Comedy. On Instagram, Facebook is Randy Vega. Follow me on all that good stuff, man. Definitely show support to the guy.
Thanks, man. Show date also for comedy. You can find me at Nippers in Boca Raton at 9:30 Tuesday, 6/11. I think that's I got that date right.
Yeah. Tuesday's 11.
Yeah, man. You got some show gigs too, bro?
Yeah, man. Plug them one more time, man. Again, tonight, if this comes out and you guys are locals and you guys listen to the podcast, you can catch me tonight, which is a Sunday at, you can catch me at, what's it called? God damn, I forgot the name of the venue. Oh, Brewhouse Gallery in West Palm, North Palm Beach. It's a dope venue. Definitely come check that out. It's a free show. You guys will definitely enjoy it. And also, you guys can catch me the 28th at Elizabeth Station. That's going to be a great venue as well. North Palm Beach, and also the 3rd of July, you guys can catch me with the United Nations. Actually, both shows, the 28th and the 3rd of July, you can catch me at the with the United Nations Comedy Tour. We are going to be in Melbourne, Florida, Open Mics, which is one of my favorite venues to have ever performed at. That venue is just amazing. That's so nice. It's going to be a lot of fun to catch you and check it out.
That's dope, man. You guys
Can
also find me at your baby mama's house.
Someone's feeling ballsy. Man got some pectorals. Now he wants to talk shit about baby mama. Huh? What are we doing?
Yeah, man, it is what it is, play.
Hey, bro.
Best life.
Do you, playboy?
Yeah, man. This is Wrestling Off the Handle. See you guys.
Yeah, man.
All right. Later.
Yeah, man.
Oh, thank you.